All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Pine View Public Infrastructure District number 2 to order. Today is January 13th, 2026. It's 11:10 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with Board Darcy, your chair. Would you like to start?
Yeah, Darcy Stewart, Board Chair.
Colleen Stewart, Clerk.
Neil Marchant, Treasurer.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Stephen Wood, Developer Rep.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we have board meeting minutes from our December 19th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, I'll
Yeah,
make a
they look
motion
good.
to approve. Thanks,
Second.
Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, we're going to talk about the oath of office, the disclosures, and the ethical pledge. So here is the oath of office. It does need to be notarized, so just make sure you do it in front of a notary. Just say what is there, and that'll cover us. These three that we're going to cover right now, they have asked the outside auditor to audit these just kind of at random, but that's why we need to have it. So, any questions on the oath?
No.
No.
Okay. Here's the conflict of interest disclosure. Now, remember in Utah, the key is disclosure. So, as long as you disclose, you can still vote. You can still be part of the debate, all of that stuff. So, section one just lists any business entity that you think potentially might have a conflict.
Mike,
Section, yeah, go ahead.
it's, I don't have, I think you meant to have it up on the screen. And it's not on.
It didn't come on.
No.
Did it come on now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My computer windows on my new one here isn't working. All right. So thanks for that, Tyler. All right. So that's section one. Section two is basically the same thing, but this one includes spouse and children. And then section four would just be any other potential interests, those kinds of things. So just go through. This one also requires a notary. But again, the key in Utah is just disclosure. They want you to review this every year. If there's changes, then update it. If not, then we should be good to go. Any questions on that one?
With that, would we include PID one?
You could, yeah, but I don't think it would necessarily be a conflict because you're not going to make money off of PID one, right?
Yeah, okay.
You don't, plus you're not getting paid from any of the PID.
Would
So,
need to
I
list
mean, Neil, if you feel like you need
Thompson
to,
Fire Line,
list
Stone
it.
River Fire Line.
Okay.
It'll just
I
be
don't
a
think you
single
can
fire line.
over disclose. That would
Yeah.
be
Usually do it since our single fire line.
Okay.
Right. Can you see this, the ethical pledge form?
Yes.
Okay. So this is something new for sure from when we formed PID one. So this is from the state auditor. Basically, it says you're not going to take bribes, you're not going to steal money, you're going to do everything ethically, blah, blah, blah. So this one does not require a notary, just they want you to sign it and go through what your title is. But it basically says follow the Ethics of the Public Officers and Employees Act. And that just says, you're not taking bribes, kickbacks. You're going to put the district before any personal financial gain, the whole conflict of interest thing, that kind of stuff. So, any questions on that one?
No.
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, here's the first resolution. This is the amended and restated rules of order. So basically, the rules of order say that we're going to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. Number two, you guys have engaged us to do the management and administrative services. How we get things on the agenda would be we can put them on. The chair, the clerk, Neil, if you want something on, let us know. We'll just put it on, right? So basically, anybody can put it on. Rule three, we're going to follow the agenda as the basic outline for the board meeting. If, let's say, Neil, you need to leave early, something's on the agenda later, you can ask that it get moved up, then we move it up. One of the other things is, let's say somebody's debating too long on something and you guys want to cut it off, you can say, hey, we just want to call for the vote. So that's basically rule three. Rule four says that we're just going to treat each other, nicely in a civil manner. So pretty basic stuff. Any questions?
Nope.
No.
Okay. If I could get a motion then to approve resolution 2026-01.
Don't move.
No, you
Thanks,
have. Oh.
Darcy. Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. Next up, electronic meetings policy. This is what allows us to do our meetings electronically. We have to have this in place technically to do it. So as we move forward, we'll obviously need it. One of the things, we have to have an anchor location. So that will always be our office. We have to have somebody at the anchor location. That will be Christy. We have to post on the public notice website as well, physically there at the office. One of the things is, take today. So, Colleen, we're on your, what says your phone, but it's probably your computer. But so we can hear Darcy. Darcy can hear us. We can hear Stephen. He can hear us. So that counts. You guys have to be, whoever's on has to be able to hear us. We have to be able to hear them. We still have to have a quorum. We also list Christy's name on the agenda. If somebody were to need help, let's say they don't have an internet connection, they could physically call her. She could put them on speakerphone and we could hear them. They could hear us and they can participate. So we can take a voice call or a voice vote. But if there is a nay, then we have to do a roll call vote. That way everybody knows who's voting no, who's voting yes. So, any questions? Okay. Could I get a motion to
No.
approve resolution 2026-02?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thanks, Neil.
I'll second.
Thanks, Colleen.
I'll.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All
right,
Aye.
that's unanimous. All right, next up's the district bylaws. So this one's by far the biggest. When we did PID 1, we pretty much followed it. This has probably got some new things, which is why we definitely need to cover this. So, real quick, three board members have to have two for a quorum. Here's the officer's duties. So, Chair Darcy, you're considered the chief administrative officer. You're going to sign the most. Colleen, you're the records keeper as the clerk. Technically, you're supposed to be doing that. You've delegated those responsibilities to us, so we keep track. Christie's licensed or certified records, official records. Christy, help me with the term, officer, I guess. So we do that for you. Neil, as the clerk, you're technically also the vice chair. You're in charge of the money. All the money's over at UMB, so you're not really in charge of a lot of money, right? So regular meetings, once the bonds fund, will go to the same schedule that PID 1 has, where we'll do the five meetings a year. Until then, we'll do what we call special meetings. Those are just called as needed, say like today, take today's meeting. We have to post the annual meeting schedule. potentially go into some closed. We'll talk about that. I go over that stuff with you guys with the open and public meetings training. Technically, they want you at 75% of the board meetings. If you let us know, we can excuse you, and then that gets around that 75% number. Last really important thing is voting. There's no proxy voting, so Colleen, you can't give Darcy your vote to vote, and vice versa. So you have to be there in order to vote. Nobody gets paid to be on the board. We use Robert's rules, kind of a loose Robert's rules of order. We're always going to list the office in St. George. The order of the business is going to be the agenda. Protection. So remember, we get liability insurance. We also get the crime policy. And then you guys are also covered through the Governmental Immunity Act. And then part of the liability insurance, there's officers and directors insurance to help as well. Administration, you guys have us do the management and administration. Conflict of interest policy basically follows that conflict of interest disclosure form. So again, just disclose if any time during a meeting you just feel something rises to a higher level, disclose in the meeting, and you can keep voting and participating. Again, disclosure, disclosure. Ethical behavior policy follows that ethical pledge that you guys are going to sign. Procurement policy, we probably have increased the dollar amounts. Now, this only applies to the general fund, those administrative services. So it would the accounting, the legal, you've already engaged us in CLA, so those are covered. Insurance, we've already covered that. Audit, we will go get quotes, but more than likely we're going to use Hinton Burdick since that's who does the audit for PID1. But when it comes time, we'll get a quote from them and make sure they're still in line. We can use the sole source provision because PID1 uses it. They're already familiar with the basics of the district. We could use that, and that's what I'm going to argue for. Next, travel policy. Technically, you can get paid for doing district business. That would be anything outside of 50 miles away from the district. If you drove, you would get the current IRS mileage rate. I don't remember what that is. It's been a couple years for me. If you were going to fly, you could get comfort class tickets. If you were going to a convention, let's say you're going for 3 days, you would get the per diem for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If the conference had a dinner, then you wouldn't get the per diem for that day's dinner, if that makes sense. The district would cover incidentals if you had an Uber, if you had a, pay a coat check fee, something, it would cover all of those things. So, all right, these next four policies are definitely new. That fraud risk assessment requires us to have these policies. We will never have anything related to these policies. So basically, we just say for cash receipting and deposits, we're never going to take cash. So our policy is we won't take cash. And if we do, then we would have a policy, a better policy put into place. Credit card procedures and credit card policies and procedures, same thing. We're not going to give out credit cards. If we did, then we would have a better policy. Personal use of district assets, basically don't use them. If we did get some assets, then we would come up with a better policy. IT and computer security, same thing. We're never going to have an IT system. If we were, then we would come up with something that's better. All right, reporting fraud and abuse and the fraud risk hotline. So, the reporting fraud or abuse is really an internal policy, meaning if we were to have any employees or one of you guys see something going on, then you would contact one of the board members. We would get a hold of Darcy. We would conduct an investigation. We could go into a closed session to do that. The rest of the board finds out as well, and we say whether or not we want to move forward or not. The fraud risk hotline is for people outside of the district. So there's two places that we have to list the district officer's contact info. So it's your name, your email, and a phone number. I think we have listed our line at the firm as the contact phone number. If not, we might have used your guys's cell phones. I don't remember what's on there, but we have to have an email and a cell phone number and your guys's names and positions. So with that, if somebody from the public saw something they thought was fishy and going on, they could go on to the public notice website or the Lieutenant Governor's entity registry. And on there is that contact information. They could call one of the board members and say, hey, we think we saw this. And then the same process. Darcy is the chief administrative officer. We would get a hold of you, say, hey, here's what we're seeing or what we've heard. How do you want to handle it? We would talk with the rest of the board. If we needed to do an investigation, we could. If you guys find that it's nothing, then we can say, hey, we've looked into it. It's nothing, but we have to have it. So that's what those two things are. All right, coming down. General provisions, you guys know we're on a calendar fiscal year, so we were on January to December 1st. That's what counties and all special districts run on our calendar fiscal years, so not like a city. And then we can change these bylaws anytime we need to. And the what I would think is when we would need to change them is in the procurement policy if we need to, increase the amounts of what we can get a verbal quote for, and then to a written quote, we could expand those so we didn't have to go like do an RFP. Those numbers are based on what we want to do as the district. There is no real hard and fast in the state code. If we got them too high, somebody might be able to complain, but it's left up to us to decide what those are. So, any questions on the bylaws?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
If I could get a resol or a motion to approve resolution 2025-03.
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Colleen.
Second.
Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say
Aye.
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 It's unanimous. All right, let me see where we're at. All right. This resolution is our records policy. Colleen, this mainly is for you, but remember, you've delegated all of these to us to handle them for you. There's what we call Grandma Government Records Access Management Act. That means if the public ever wanted to see any resolution, agreement, contract, they would have the right to do it. Now, we would redact some of the information out, any personal identifying information, anything like that, we could redact out. So, Darcy is the chief administrative officer. You have the ability to set these fees. Now, you can also waive them, but if you wanted to, say,
Now,
charge a fee, say, for materials, paper, the wear and tear on a printer, time, somebody's time, Christie's, my time to go through everything. You have the ability to do that. Now, Colleen, again, you delegated that Christie is going to be the records officer for the district. Any requests, grandma requests that come in, they are first going to be going to you, Colleen. We will help with all of that. We'll send it back. Matt will go through it. Tyler will go through it. Then we'll send back that information to whoever's asking for it. Let's say we say no to them or they don't like what we gave them. They could appeal. Now, that appeal, Darcy, would go directly to you. And then the whole board, we would sit down with the whole board and say, hey, here's the appeal. What do you guys all think? If everybody says, yep, we agree, no to the appeal, then the only recourse for them would be to go to a judge. Super high bar. Don't see that happen very often. So, again, we retain these in the district files. You guys know we have a whole separate drive at the law firm where all the districts are kept separately. So, we have that there. One of the reasons that we could say no are these trade secrets and commercial information. We don't want people using the grandma. And Stephen, for you, we don't want them using the grandma to get back to the development company to try to get any trade secrets, or how are you guys doing business, or how did you guys do this water tank that might be special to you guys, kind of a thing. So we can say no to all of that. So any questions on the records policy? Oh, that needs to get changed.
Nope.
Okay. If I could get a motion then to approve resolution 2020, no, that is 25 when we did it. 2025-04.
So move.
It is
I'll
26.
second.
Okay, thanks, Darcy. Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up is the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. So, Stephen and board, this is how we get the money back. So, Stephen, when I talked to you or we emailed back and forth, let me get there. I just want to double check. You're good with this Firelight Development Inc., right?
Yes.
Stephen. Okay, perfect. All right. So, the most important part, let's get to the application, is this. So, Colleen, is this what you've been looking at before and what you filled out
Yeah,
this form?
that's what we've used.
Okay. So this, yeah. So if you want to be reimbursed, Stephen, then what you guys would do is you would fill this out as the development company, list the name, the address, come down, brief description. Here's where maybe you use itemized. Okay, here's an invoice or a payment. To get reimbursed, you would need to show that you have paid it already and now you're going to get reimbursed, right? So you would list it out, show what you're going to provide, and then come down here. Now, all of these boxes do not need to be checked. It's only what's applicable. So the first time you do it for any individual company, they will need a W-9. So
Right.
once that company has ask for either reimbursement or payment, then we're good once they have it once, that W-9. The rest of this, you just put in as applicable. So if you want reimbursement, you need to show proof that it's been paid. If you want payment, so let's go back up. So let's say you want the excavator company to get paid directly, then they could fill this out. They would put their information. They would list what they did. They would come down and say, hey, here's the invoices. Then they would sign it, provide their W-9, and then we could pay them directly. That way, Stephen, you guys don't have to flow it through the development company, if that makes sense. So that same form can be
Yeah,
a
makes perfect sense.
reimbursement to you guys, or it can be a payment to a third party directly.
Okay, that's
And then
great.
the most important is this engineer certification. So an engineer is going to have to sign off on it. And really what they're signing off was it's going to be public infrastructure. It was pretty much built to the standard of whoever you're going to dedicate it over to. So whether the city, a water district, whoever, whatever that governmental entity is going to be at the end of the day, that engineer's saying, yep, it's done to that. It's done what they call fair market value. That means, Geneva Rock can't add 20% on top because it's the district paying them. Nope, the engineer's going to say, hey, look, the going rate, it's within those kind of parameters of what the going rate is. And then remember the engineer certificate that they've asked for? It also needs to be within those parameters of what was provided in that engineer certificate. So that's what this engineer certification is he's kind of going through looking at all of those things. But this is kind of the key to this reimbursement or
Wow.
application. So. Okay, any
Okay.
questions?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
No, that's how we operated PID1, so.
Yep. Okay. And so down here, just so you know, that payment application we just went through is Exhibit A. Exhibit B is that engineer certificate that they asked for originally and you guys provided. So those are the two exhibits. So if you guys are good, again, this is probably the most important document. If we could get a motion to approve the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thanks, Neil.
I'll second.
Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, here's that administrative funding. Again, we just want to do it as a backup. If the district or if the development group, paid some invoices up front, we would keep track of them and then you would get paid back. We have it at 6%. There's the cap of the 200,000, and it gets collected as soon as the district has the ability to pay back those costs. So that's it in a nutshell. If there's no questions, take a motion to approve the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement.
I'll make that motion. I'll
Thanks,
second
Colleen.
that.
Thanks, Darcy. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, I think we are at this one, which is the interlocal for the district to join the Utah Local Governments Trust. Again, we've gone out. This is by far the best deal in the state. It's not even close for getting insurance and that crime policy. So all this does is says, hey, the district, we want our insurance through you guys, so we're going to become a member. There's no fees other than what our premiums are. We just get a seat at the table. It's just the best way to do it. So if you guys are comfortable, if we could get a motion to approve 26, 2026-05.
I'll make a motion.
Thanks, Colleen.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Darcy. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Did the agenda pop back up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's everything. Now we just need to ratify the engagement for us since it's already
I'll
been.
make a motion to ratify it.
Okay, thanks, Colleen.
Second.
Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, unanimous. Okay, you guys have anything else for us?
I don't think so.
As far as signatures,
Thanks
I
for
guess.
keeping track of us.
I guess the
Yeah.
question on signatures is
Neil. Neil, the only thing that we need from you on the signatures is the conflict of interest form and the oath of office.
conflict of interest and oath. Okay.
Yeah, do the ethical
I can
pledge as
email
well.
him. Oh, my bad. You're right. Ethical pledge.
Yes.
Yes, I'll send you those three. I can send you those three documents. If you'll just sign those, you and then do you
I'll get
have
them
a
back
notary
here.
in your office?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'll send
Yep.
you those three documents.
Okay.
And yeah, we just need scanned copies. We don't need the originals for any of those. So.
That was good. Yeah, I'll get those over to you here in just a minute. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
All right.
Nothing else?
I'll
All right,
make a
I need a motion
motion
to
to.
end.
Yeah, I'll
Okay.
second.
All right. Thanks, Neil. Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.
Hey, thanks,
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody.